The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like the show and think we deserve a 5-star rating, and obviously we do, rate us and post a review. Also, although our main purpose in life is to entertain you, producing this show costs actual money, so please help out by going to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and pledging your support to receive all sorts of goodies, merchandise, personalized roast, and shout-outs, advanced access to episodes, or personal messages from me, Gilbert Gottfried. And if we raise enough, maybe I can finally get a new co-host. I'm thinking of the Scarlett Johansson robot. See, I fucked it up already.
It's all right.
Are you ready?
That's some good speed there.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession. We're recording once again at Nutmeg, and our engineer is Frank Verderosa. All of a sudden, I turned into Walter Winchell.
What are you shouting for?
Yeah. And the very disturbing Paul is here with us.
Paul Rayburn, crack researcher, is in the booth.
I'm obviously making you very uncomfortable, Gilbert. I apologize.
Would you like him to sit farther away? He could be in the next booth. So here's the thing, fellas. The last time we did, I don't know when we even posted this one, but we did a one-hit wonders episode, or two. I have to see if it's one or two. And we talked about songs from the 60s. We started at 66 and we went all the way up to 69. And Gilbert really came alive. And, you know, we have to do things that wake him up. engaged.
I'm at that age now.
This show is becoming Weekend at Gilbert's.
You got to shake your house keys on my face for my attention.
So we thought we'd come up with something that would keep him focused and emotionally engaged. And that's pop music from the 60s and 70s. So here's what I dug up. These were on Wikipedia. Wikipedia very handily provides a list of one-hit wonders. These are songs that charted and by acts that never charted again. So you have the premise.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did it with the 60s.
From my feeble brain. Yeah.
We did the 60s. This is the beginning of 1970. People have said, come on, guys, do a music episode. Well, these are our music episodes. So this is February 7th, my birthday, 1970. This is Venus by Shocking Blue. Gilbert, does this ring any bells?
She's got it. My baby, she's got it. Oh, you're my Venus. You're thy sign of my desire.
That's it.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think he knows it.
It was, I believe that was redone by Bananarama in the 80s. Venus by Shocking Blue went to number one in February of 1970.
And they never followed it.
They never followed it. They never made the charts again. Here's another one. We talked about Tony Burrows on a previous episode. This is the Edison Lighthouse. And I know you know this one.
Oh, love glows.
No, that's not it. No. Yes, no. It is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Fuck yes, you. Fuck you. How dare you doubt me? Fuck you. You piece of shit fucking guinea. Fuck you. Fuck. This is why I hate the fucking guinea so much.
That's it. He got it.
Paul, would you call the Italian Defamation League for me?
I'm taking all this down.
You got a, yes, you holding a phone?
Hey, Frank. Yes. I called my uncle Vito. We're good.
Oh, you've offended Verta Rosa now.
No, I put in the call. We're good.
Edison Lighthouse. Love grows where my rosemary goes, which I believe was used in the movie Shallow Hal.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. March 1970, March 28th. It came in at number five. Here's one that everybody knows, and I know you will.
Oh, my God. When I die and they lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. Gonna go to the...
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I die and they lay me to rest, gonna meet a guy named Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. That's
the... And when I die and then...
Now, you know what?
Going up to the place, that's the best.
You got it.
Gonna go to the spirit in the sky.
Very good. Very
that's
good.
Where I'm gonna go when I die.
That's it. What do we have about...
Best use of that in a movie, in my opinion?
What was it?
The movie Contact.
Oh, Contact! The Robert Zemeckis movie. Yeah.
There's a whole... These one-hit wonders, they only charted once, but so many of them come back in movies. It's like a huge
thing. Oh, yeah, or TV commercials.
They probably make more money when they're in the movie than they did their first time around.
Yeah. And what you'll appreciate most about the artist is Norman Greenbaum,
yes,
which means...
a Jew singing about Jesus.
What do we know about Norman Greenbaum, Paul?
Let me see what I can find.
April 18th, 1970, it came in at number
three. I got
three.
One fun fact about him.
Let's hear it, Greenbaum. Let's hear it, Frankie.
He is not Italian.
No.
Surprising.
He's from Gilbert. He's from Gilbert's Drive.
I would have sworn he was from Palermo.
Why must you malign my people?
When they do such a good job.
While Paul's looking.
Go to the next one.
There are
a lot of Greenbaums in Wikipedia.
Yeah. You can't find Norman? These were the ones that charted up to Spirit in the Sky. Evil Woman, Don't Play Games with Me by Crow. I don't think I know that one. Baby, Take Me in Your Arms by Jefferson. Hey There, Lonely Girl. You know that one. Eddie Holman.
Hey There.
That's right.
Lonely Girl. Lonely
That's the one.
Girl.
Ma Bella Me by the T-Set.
Ma Bella Me. Boom. Boom.
This guy did not miss a trick.
I got Norman Greenbaum.
What do you
want to do Norman? Okay. Norman Joel Greenbaum, American singer-songwriter, born in 1942, lives in Malden, Massachusetts.
He's with us.
In addition to Spirit in the Sky, you may remember his next hit, Canned Ham.
And
a Jewish
ham?
Guy singing about ham.
Even get it
He's
out.
Not only singing about Jesus, but ham.
So basically his entire career was to make his parents angry.
Apparently, yeah. To get back at his parents.
It was Trafe, his career.
Yeah, that was it.
Then you had Long Lonesome Highway by Michael Parks. The House of the Rising Sun, a Frigid Pink.
Frigid Pink.
F-R-I-J-I-D. Look at you. Hey. Tennessee Birdwalk by Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, who sounds like a porn star. Reflection. I couldn't get that out. Reflections of My Life by Marmalade.
Oh. Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
Do we know that one?
Oh, sure.
I didn't recognize Gilbert's version of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it should have been sung.
My Baby Loves Lovin' by White Plains.
My baby loves love.
That's
my
right.
My baby loves love.
United We Stand by the Brotherhood of Man, which was charted on July 4th, 1970. Ride Captain Ride by the Blues Image.
Oh, yeah.
Ride, Captain, ride upon a mystery ship.
There you go.
Be afraid of the place you find there on that trip.
He even knows the words. Yeah, I don't know how he does
the volume
this.
Down on his headphones. Do you have any?
Right here. right there is the volume. Okay, and then Mississippi Queen by Mountain. That was a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one by the Five Stair Steps. Do I have this right, Frank?
Five Stair Steps. Ooh, child.
Yeah.
Things are going to get out. Yeah. Oh, great one. This is a great one.
Yeah, look at that brass section.
Ooh,
yeah.
Child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things are going to get better.
Oh, my God. That's like the worst karaoke night in history.
Who sang that originally?
That was the Five Stair
the five
Steps.
Five Stair Steps.
Maybe we should keep it that way.
Yeah.
That was a one-hit wonder. Why didn't those guys come back? That was a great one.
I don't know. They didn't have a canned ham song in
they
them.
They didn't have a canned ham.
That was number eight. It peaked at number eight, I should say, July 18th, 1970. And the following hit, July 18th, 1970. Wow, they crisscrossed. Reached number nine, and that was this one by the Pipkins.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost,
oh,
can't
yes.
do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme
that. Gimme that thing.
That's it. There's no stumping him.
Gilbert's is better than the original.
It is. I think that was Tony Burrows again with the Pipkins. What do we know about the Pipkins and Gimme Dat Ding, Paul?
All right, let's get the
look
Pipkins
that one up
here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was followed, while Paul's looking that up, that was followed by A Song of Joy by Miguel Rios, John Phillips, Mississippi. I don't know that. Go Back by Crabby Appleton.
Before I get to the Pipkins,
yeah,
I've been waiting for this one.
You've been waiting for
Crabby
Appleton?
Okay, here's the deal, if I can find it.
Yeah.
I've got it. Don't move. Do you remember the animated series Tom Terrific?
Sure.
Tom Terrific. Early animated series, his sidekick was Mighty Manfred the Wonder Dog.
Right.
And the arch foe was Krabby Appleton.
No kidding. So the band stole the name
apparently
of this
from
animated
Tom Terrific.
Character.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, where was I? Pipkins?
You were at the Pipkins.
I've already forgotten what the Pipkins,
Pipkins
did.
July 18th, 1970. Let's see. A Song of Joy, Mississippi, Go Back by Krabby Appleton. Are You Ready by Pacific Gas and Electric. August 1st, 1970. That charted at 14. And Tighter by Alive and Kickin', which is a song I like.
Pipkins?
What do we know about the Pipkins?
Gimme Dat Ding is what that is. And yeah. It was a popular UK song of the novelty type.
I would say so. Lay a Little Lovin' on Me by Robin McNamara, August 22nd of 1970, charted at 11. The Sly, Slick, and the Wicked by The Lost Generation, don't know. And then this one, September 12th, 1970. That's right.
Yeah.
In the summertime. Not sure why it was released in September or why it charted in September. Mungo Jerry.
Mungo
yeah,
Jerry.
She turned
right,
it
let's
to
check
Johnny
out Mungo
Carson.
Jerry.
Mungo Jerry.
Ooh.
I grew an exact replica of his mutton chops, but on my back.
Mungo Jerry.
Really?
Yep.
What do we got on Mungo Jerry?
Mungo Jerry are a British rock group whose greatest success was in the early 1970s, though they have continued with a changing lineup that has always been fronted by Ray Dorsett.
Does this mean anything to you, Gil?
You've been following the band Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry. I always liked that one. And that was, I think that was used for a lemonade commercial. I think that was used to pay summertime lemonade.
In the summertime, the other songs that I'm sure you remember are Baby Jump and Lady Rose.
Not at all. Right after In the Summertime, September 26, 1970, the song that was... oh, God. Rubber Ducky by Ernie from Sesame Street.
Rubber Ducky.
Rubber Ducky
you're
charted.
Yeah, Rubber Ducky charted.
You make bedtime lots of fun. Oh, Rubber Ducky, I'm old, so proud of you.
There's no stumping the guy. Now, I asked you before.
This is where Gilbert is not. Gilbert should not be allowed to sing Rubber Ducky. he is not family
friendly.
You think
friendly. We'll get sued?
I think so.
By CTW? What kind of radio did you have? I wanted to ask you, what did you listen to these songs on?
I just remember my parents had some kind of a radio, just a desktop radio. And I would I'd lie on their bed during the day, and I'd switch the knobs around like crazy. I'd hear one song, and then I'd go, no, I want to hear something else. And then
And it was like WABC in those days?
Oh, yeah,
played 770?
They were they were the good guys.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, there was Harry Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
And who were the other?
Oh, guys? Well, Murray Kaufman.
Right,
Murray K.
Yeah. Well, there was CBS FM. Which was the oldie station.
Yeah.
And ABC played Top 40.
Oh, and there was Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram and Harry Harrison.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I listened to.
Oh, and I remember there used to be Frankie Crocker.
Sure.
And
sure. These are all New York references for people that don't. Somebody called me recently and said, you know who you have to have on the podcast? Does this name mean anything to you? Herb Oscar Anderson?
The name sounds
it's
very
DJ from way back in the day.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. So after Rubber Ducky, Neanderthal Man, September 70, Joanne by our friend Mike Nesmith.
Oh.
And the First National Band. All Right Now by Free. That was a big song. All right now. That charted
baby,
number four.
It's all right now.
God, Love, and Rock and Roll by Tea Garden and Van Winkle.
That rings a bell.
Okay.
Not much of a bell. But
well, you can look up Tea Garden and Van Winkle if you want to.
Let's check it out.
And then one of my favorites, and this is one of those what they call a tragedy song.
Ooh.
With the police siren.
Oh, yes!
Anybody? I like this song. I had the 45.
Was this Johnny or Frankie or something?
Nope.
No name like that?
I think it's about a bank robber or somebody on the run.
Wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
Yep. The immortal R. Dean Taylor.
Once I was doing a club in Indiana.
Thank you, Frank.
And I sent out a tweet, Indiana wants me, but I can't go back.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many people got the reference?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I was the only person, basically.
That was R. Dean Taylor.
Have you anyone noticed, especially you guys are on headphones, as an audio engineer, all of these really old songs that are playing off of the internet streaming here.
Mm-hmm.
The sound quality is still so much better than most of what's
it's
made
good.
Today.
It's true. I don't
nice,
know why
rich
that is.
Bass. You can explain that.
Well, yeah, it's got to do with the technology and also, you know, accepting crappier material. But all the guitars and everything come popping through this. Even low resolution, they sound great.
Well, Venus sounded fantastic.
It all does. Yeah. It's just amazing to me how bad music sounds.
Spirit in the Sky.
Is it the way they're mixed?
Yeah, it's just, you know, everything's mostly on computers now. Very few people are still working on tape. And everything's really processed, and it's just not the... There are some really great places that are still working with old gear, but it's just not what it was.
Yeah.
I'm just impressed hearing songs from when I was born ripping through the speakers and sounding beautiful, even as low-res files.
And I'll bet you never heard of half of those songs. Have you ever heard of Indiana Wants Me?
When I was in my crib, I used to crank these things.
Okay, so Indiana Wants Me, winding down 1970, that was number five. Followed by Somebody's Been Sleeping by 100 Proof, As the Years Go by Mashmakan, and then this one, which I also owned.
Oh, Oh, Senor Brandy Love, great Montego Bay.
That's it. Montego Bay.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Yeah, by Bob. It's a sort of a reggae thing by a guy named Bobby Bloom.
Bobby Bloom, Montego Bay.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, I've got a transcript of the lyrics on my phone here. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, 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 there's about 15 O's.
I wrote that.
You wrote that after he wrote the Indiana tweet.
Yeah. Other recordings of this song, it was also done by the All Nighters in 1983.
Okay.
And the Bar K's in 1971.
I remember the Bar K's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that had a lot of life as a one-hit wonder.
Yep. That's it for 1970. What filling out the year was Yellow River by Christie and 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 Years of Love by the Presidents. But what continues to amaze me is like old movie theme songs, and he did all of Cinderella Liberty for Ron Liebman and Jessica Walter the other night. He remembers these things. He not only remembers the tune, he remembers every goddamn lyric.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, there's a name for that condition, I
what
think.
What is that called?
it's very rare.
Idiot savantism.
Yes.
That was fun. So that takes us through 1970, and then when we do another one of these, we'll do 1971. Maestro?
All right. I'm Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre and Paul Rayburn, and this has been another episode of Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
It is. R. Dean Taylor, call us.
Here we go, boys.
Sessions.